T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back. We got the hot seat coming up a little later, and one more big battle in the caller competition, Al. And we are trying to get a great hookup with our leader.
Yes.
In times of great stress and need, you turn to your leaders.
Yes.
Like the greatest mayor and governor that ever worked in this area, the great Ed Rendell.
Yep.
And he's coming on 1 second. Do we have a final tabulation on our third caller matchup there, Ava Graham?
It is split.
Oh no!
What do you
no
mean?
Way.
It is dead even.
It is dead even. So
oh.
I'm gonna have to. What we're gonna have to do?
10 minute overtime.
You want to do a 10 minute overtime?
10 minute
I
overtime
love
is
it.
What the rules are.
Okay.
We are going into overtime with Simon John versus Butch from Antioch.
Yep, that's where it's at. 50-50 right now. So go to the WIP Morning Show Twitter. That is where you can vote. You can also, while you're there, do our next matchup, which is who is a better caller on the WIP Morning Show. Is it Arson Arnie or Big Rube?
Mm. Wow. Intense stuff going on. And on the line, Al, I'm telling you, this guy is a great leader. I love it, Al. Even his chief of staff now is the ambassador
Canada.
To Canada. David Cohen. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Ed Rendell is on the line. Hi, Ed.
My answer, good news about David. He'll do a great job in Canada. Great job. And people forget, Canada is the number one trading partner of the United States.
Wow.
Bigger than any European country, any Latin American country, bigger than China. And David will preserve that, and it'll grow under David, I'm certain.
You know what that tells me, Ed? You are also a great scout of talent. You were good at that, too. But when you wrote the book about the wussification of America, are we even softer now than when you wrote the book, Ed?
Yeah, I think so. I think COVID didn't make us stronger. I think it made us softer in so many ways. But we've got to turn it around as a country. There's no question about that.
All right.
I mean, just look at this flap over vaccines.
Yes.
You know, if I were trying to convince the American people of why they should be vaccinated, I'd say, I want to tell you one word, polio.
Yep.
Now, if you're under 40, you probably don't even know what polio was. But it was a dreaded disease that killed and incapacitated, put people in iron lungs, and we got a vaccine. Dr. Salk in Pittsburgh at UPMC discovered a vaccine for it. And now, as a result, no one gets polio. You never hear about one incident of polio in the United States of America. So get vaccinated, you dopes, and do it fast.
Ed, I've been ripped for calling them names too, but Ed, the Phillies right now, half of the players haven't gotten the shot. Isn't that telling me not good leadership on a team, not a commitment to winning? What does 50% not getting the shot mean to you?
First of all, I'd like to know what's in the basic agreement with the players. Do the Phillies have the right, like any other employer, private employer, has the right to say to their employees, you get vaccinated or you don't work or you don't get paid? Now, WIP could do that to you guys.
Yes.
I could do that to poor Trey. You know, any private employer can pass that down. That's been litigated by the courts. So, number one, if Phillies had the legal right to do that, they should have done that. Secondly, I would have gotten in last year. As soon as the vaccine became available, I would have gotten in someone.
Hello, Ed.
Ben, can you hear me?
Yeah, we lost you for a second. Keep going, Ed.
I would have gotten someone in from Penn or Jefferson to tell the players exactly what the vaccine was, what downsides are there to the vaccine? And there are practically none. Even the needle, I'm the biggest baby in the world. That shot, you didn't even feel it. That's number one. I would have informed the players at the beginning what the vaccine can do and that there were no drawbacks to it. And then I'd say, I want you guys all to take it because we can't risk losing anybody. We can't lose anybody for one day because this is going to be a tight race. And then I would have told the players, look, if we had the power to order you to take the vaccine, we'd order you to take the vaccine. But the current contract says we can't do that. But I'm telling you, if you're committed to winning, you don't want to miss a day. You don't want any of your teammates to miss a day.
Right.
Get vaccinated.
Ed, I think, I think of your title wussification of America almost every day. I'm watching the Phillies last night. They got this young man, Spencer Howard. He's throwing 97 miles an hour. Three innings, they pull him out, pitch count 42. Ed, isn't that soft? I mean,
exceptionally soft. He had shown no sign of wear and tear, no sign of losing his focus.
No.
Look, I also heard, well, he's pitching on his fourth day.
Yes.
Fourth day, there were pitchers, when I was a kid, pitchers pitched every fourth day regularly.
Yes.
Robin Roberts pitched every fourth day. He had 28 complete games. He averaged 25 complete games for 6 years in a row. What's wrong with pitching on the fourth day? You're not. First of all, we weren't even asking him to go nine, but he could have gone five or six innings. It would have made all the difference in the world.
Oh. Hey, here's another one. All right, I haven't gotten to talk to you about Ben Simmons. All right, Ed? You saw he wouldn't dunk the ball because he didn't want to get fouled and go to the free throw line. Now he's got mariachi bands. He's partying. Oh, 2 weeks after, while the Bucks are winning the championship, I don't get the feeling the athletes are taking it as hard as the fans are when they fail. What's your thought on that?
Well, some do.
Yeah.
I think Joel Embiid, remember, he was crying when we got eliminated by the Toronto.
Yep.
In that game, he was in tears. Some do and some don't. And Ben Simmons has to realize he's a blessed person. He's a blessed person. He was given talent, and he's got to use that talent, and it's got to be the most important thing to him, not for the rest of his life. He can play basketball for another 10 years and still have his whole life ahead of him, and he can do all the stuff he wants to do. But basketball is his life, and he has an obligation for the fans. I thought the best part of Milwaukee winning was their stars' commitment to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
He re-signed with Milwaukee. He didn't go to New York. He didn't go to L.A. He re-signed with Milwaukee. And we heard him speak afterwards. He had a real love for the city, and he knew how much it meant to the people of the city. And that's what drove him. And it should happen to all of our players. And Ben should have listened to that, listened to I.S. speak. And listen to the bond he has with the city. Ben could mean so much to young people in this town. You know, Allen Iverson used to get ripped all the time for being a bad guy. Well, Allen wasn't a bad guy because when I was mayor, I saw Allen show up at school after school. I would go to speak at a school to young kids about something, and Allen was there telling them, you got to concentrate on your studies. It's great if you can be a pro athlete, but one out of 10,000 people become pro athletes. You want to become a successful person who can take care of yourself and your family. Allen was a good guy. He was committed to Philadelphia. He learned to love the city as we loved him. And Ben Simmons could have all of that. And
absolutely.
You know what? What mystifies me about Ben Simmons is there was a stretch this year when he was shooting 70% from the foul line, not just for two or three games, for a month, 6 weeks. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. 100% right.
He shot 70%.
Yep.
He shot. And how about the way Anacupo shot fouls in game six?
Yep.
For all the marbles.
17.
What, 17 for 19?
17 for 19, Ed. Ed's got his
after
stats
being
down.
Mocked and fouled intentionally, he gutted it out and turned in 17 for 19.
Ed, I want to ask you about politics for a second in this regard. When you were in a harsh political battle, after it was over, did you root for the guy you beat? Because, see, right now, people are telling me I got to root for Carson Wentz. But I hate him, right? Shouldn't I, and shouldn't the fans of this city, the way he turned his back on us, shouldn't we root against Carson Wentz?
Well, we shouldn't certainly shouldn't root for him.
All right.
I can't see any.
I'll take that.
I can't see any justification for rooting for him.
Okay.
I generally don't like to root for anybody to fail.
Right.
Any of my political opponents. And you know, one of the things I'm proudest of, Angelo.
Yeah.
Is every person I ran against when I ran in my last election had endorsed me, including Republicans. Bill Cannon, who ran against me for DA, endorsed me. Joe Rocks ran against me for mayor, gave me a check to run for governor. People I beat, Republicans and Democrats, all helped me win for other elections. I don't wish anybody ill will, but I sure as heck won't be looking at Indianapolis and scoreboard watching.
I love it. Ed Brendel, you remain a great leader. Your words carry a lot in this city after all these years. I am honored to have you on the show, Ed.
Yeah, one last thing, Angelo.
Yes,
sir. Any of our listeners out there who haven't been vaccinated, it is safe. It is. I had no side effects the first time I took it. The second time, my arm where the needle went in was sore for about 8 hours. That was it. There are no significant side effects. It is safe. It will save your life. But even more important than saving your life, we owe an obligation to each other to care for each other. You know, you can't smoke in a bar. I don't care if you want to smoke and take the risk of getting lung cancer. That's your choice. But you have no right to blow that smoke in someone else's face because we know what secondhand smoke can do. So even if you're not getting vaccinated for yourself, get vaccinated for your friends, your family. And we all got to do this together. I would love to see Philadelphia be 90-95% vaccinated. So if you're listening to us, get out and get vaccinated.
Ed Rendell, a leader for life. Ed, you're the best. Thank you, my friend.
See you, Rhea.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.